Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We'll be back on 97.3 tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Great couple of guests tomorrow morning. Yusuf Husseini, Angler's Realtor, will be here, and Captain Ali Husseini, BD Outdoors. Ali's been on it, man.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
He's been on it. So that's going to be a great show. And so that's 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow, both Facebook, YouTube Live, as well as the Let's Talk Hookup app and 97.3 The Fan. But, you know, traveling and stuff this week and being on the plane now that you can get Wi-Fi on plane,
yeah,
and stuff like that, the YouTube, Facebook Live, and the app, just incredible. I mean, it's just... Now that we're getting kind of our whole dial,
dialed in
and everything like that, you know, it's pretty impressive how you can do things anywhere in the world,
yeah,
and listen to Let's Talk Hookup.
Totally.
Whether it be live or on the archives. You know, you can go watch us or listen to us any time of day, day or night. And actually, to be honest with you, the majority of the people listen on the archives.
Yeah, totally.
That's kind of the way it is. We have a lot of people listen to us live, but you can listen anytime you want.
I hear it from guys, yeah, in the tackle store all the time. Like, you know, what I hear a bunch is, you know, we at Fisherman's Landing, we get a lot of people that are coming down for their long-range trips that don't live local to San Diego, or a lot of them even to Southern California, and we'll get the same thing like, hey, man, we just listened to three shows back-to-back on our drive down from NorCal or our drive over from Arizona or from Nevada, and they say it's like it's the best time waster, because we say it every week, like, it is crazy how fast 2 hours of Let's Talk Hookup goes by, and if you can cut 2 hours of your drive time out, whew, all the better, man. It's,
yeah,
great.
Oh,
it just makes,
sure,
the drive easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty,
yeah,
cool.
What's better than listening to the fishing talk,
yeah, not,
right,
much.
Yeah,
not
for
much,
sure. Great show here. It's just Rick and I today. Our guest was a no-show. Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. Anyway, he's done. No more left. No, Let's Talk Hookup for you.
Yeah.
So, anyway, great show. Just talking to our,
yeah,
audience.
Yeah, hanging out. Having
fishing,
fun.
Talking about fishing, talking about all good stuff. And now it's time to talk some real fishing here.
We got the man. The expert is standing by. The private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is standing by this morning. And he's got our FishDope.com report. And that report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience for your long-range trips. Now with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make your reservations today. I got to make one note about Fisherman's Processing, too. Their ability to ship fish to people is just second to none.
Really?
Yes, they do such a good job. I've had a couple instances lately. We have a customer that uses our big, you know, locally caught flying fish around the world, and I just go over, I go see Mary Lee and the girls at Fisherman's Processing, and they want to buy a 50-pound box worth of flyers. They'll ship them anywhere in the world. They just do everything. They kind of lay everything out. Hey, we can do, you know, ship cargo where somebody goes to the airport and can pick it up for way less money, or if you just want the convenience and a couple more bucks, we'll FedEx it right to their door. Like, they work with you, figure out time, figure out price. Like,
wow.
They are awesome. I just can't say enough good things about the Fisherman's Processing family.
No, they do incredible stuff.
Yep.
And so does this guy, Captain Mark Wish. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Rick. You guys are doing okay without a guest, I tell you. Don't worry. You guys are doing a fantastic job. So we're coming up here midsummer, you know. It's been pretty interesting fishing for sure. Plenty of good fishing around, but this week, you know, we had a couple challenges we had to deal with. Between the tidal surges from that earthquake, which for some harbors it was more than a little bit, bright full moon right now, and some bait shortages here and there. A little challenging, but you know what? Guys are still catching fish. So outside, I'm not talking about Channel Islands. That's just the same deal. But out there at Nick, you know, last Saturday on the show, I mentioned I had a contact at Nick, but I hadn't had any reports by showtime. Well, shortly thereafter, holy crap, man, just wide open sea bass. That stuff bit out there really good and bit for a couple days. And then, of course, the weather came up and that took care of that. But it's calm again now, so we'll see if we get a rebite out there. At Santa Barbara Island, still some good squidding going on. Unfortunately, the commercial boats have been on it, but most of the sea bass have been around the back, the squids on both sides of the islands. A few big yellows up there on both the outside reef areas there and up there at that northeast 10 on the front side there. Some of that yellow is really big, heavy gear, guys. At Catalina, you know, just fun fishing. All the kelp line critters are biting, and there's a healthy sprinkle of mid-grade yellows here and there at most all the spots, again, front and back. Did get an interesting diver's report, though, here recently about some tanker-grade yellows living out there on the Farnsworth Bank. Now, you guys, before you fish that, you better read your regulations on how you go about doing that, because you got to be paying close attention or else. But some big yellows living on the bank out there. At Clemente, kind of status quo on the inshore stuff. There's a little bait in the cove still, and yellows and sea bass on that. Same thing up the back there, Lost Point to Mail Point. And out there in front of the dunes, there's been some fish. And then on the front, per se, up to Gold Bluff, there's scattered yellows, you know, mid-grade yellows all over the front. And a little bit of bluefin just offshore from that.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
Was that?
No. Oh,
I heard something
great.
Weird.
That's all right. That's just Rosie in the background standing by with the Sagos report.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
And but offshore, big spread of tuna fish, bluefin tunas, $4.99 to the snail all the way down the backside of Clemente to the 381 sector, and then not too much underneath the island proper, but then around on the front side there, the 289 has had some good fish. You know, it's mostly a later afternoon set up in there. But some troll fish, you know, some cedar plugs, Mad Max, spreader bars, all standard trolling stuff. Spreader bars probably get the nod there. They really seem to be liking them this year. And then the fun stuff is fish in the foamers. There's been quite a bit of smaller grade fish foaming up, you know, just about everywhere. Poppers, stick baits, you know, small casting type jigs, Colt snipers, like that. And even the old flat falls, the smaller size flat falls are making a resurrection and catching some fish. And then guys, you know, and here's a perfect example. I have friends fishing Wednesday out toward that 499 sector, and they saw plenty of fish. They got to the fish, and they never caught a single one.
Huh.
They managed to avoid them for whatever reason. And yet, guys on both sides of them, you know, they're telling nothing was biting, and, you know, it was a terrible day. And that, I talked to other customers, came in, you know, a day or two later, and they were in the same area on either side of them. And one guy had limits, 12 fish for six guys.
Different day, right? I mean,
thing.
One day they bite, the next day they don't, right?
Yeah, it's that, and it's, you know, it's making that proper presentation. You do not go charging up on those fish full speed and then stop right in the middle of them. Why don't you try stopping, you know, ahead of the main deal and just to where you can make it with your cast and casting into them. A little
let
more finesse
you,
goes
right?
A long way. Exactly.
Yeah, let
exactly.
Come to you. You know, Mark, I was thinking about the sea bass season this year and watching all these great pictures on Facebook and Instagram and stuff of people catching just giant. Is this probably one of the greatest sea bass years ever?
I don't know about ever, but it's definitely one of the best ones in recent memory, that's for sure. I mean, there's been quite a lot of that big fish and that amount of fish that gathered at the Channel Islands. I mean, I don't know if they're figuring out the program better or they're just an awful lot of fish, which is what my guess is. I mean, there's been good fishing, you know, but the strangest thing, Pete, when these fish started coming back, see, most of you young guys don't realize that we had no sea bass. I mean, zero, zero,
none,
zero.
Zero,
through the 70s.
Yeah, somebody catch
60s,
a sea bass
70s.
Was like, oh, my God, you caught a sea bass.
Yeah.
I heard of
what?
It.
What?
It's the ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when they started coming back, what we were mostly catching was small fish, you know, 8 to 12-pound fish. You know, a guy caught a 20-pounder. I was like, oh, my God, look at the size of that thing. And now I mean, I don't even know where you would go to catch an 8 to 12 pounder because most everything we catch is bigger.
Isn't it amazing when they remove gill nets what happens, right?
Oh, God. It's just, you know, and we still got them in some areas, and that to me is just absolutely sick. But, this has been an incredible sea bass season, that's for sure. And let's hope it continues. You know, there was pretty good trickle of that big fish along the beach there for a bit, you know, in some of those squid areas. And, you know, Catalina was pretty good. Clemente started late, but it got really good. And that fish at the Channel Islands just absolutely off the charts for weeks on end. So,
well, of course, Danny and the boys at FishDope.com always have the great information. And $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. You can keep track of what's going on, both bait situation, fishing situations up and down the coast. It's an easy investment. It's something every fisherman to have, whether you run a ride a sport boat or your own private boat. FishDope.com is a source. And how do we find you, Mark?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And phone number at stores area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it's definitely time to go fishing, guys. You know, I looked at the NOAA forecast just a little bit ago when I got up, and the small craft and gale warnings that have been on the outside for 2 weeks, everything's gone.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It
we
looks
got
like
nothing.
A beautiful week
no
of
watch.
This week. Lots of good stuff
Boy,
coming
it
up.
Does.
Let's
Thank
go fishing.
God.
Yeah.
Hey, we're ready.
Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the report, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Rosie Flowers, Sadro Sport Fishing. Sea bass fishing pretty good down there, right?
Well, you know, it's so funny because I was just listening to what Mark was saying about the sea bass. And, you know, in the last few years, we've said that it's been the year of the halibut. Halibut. It's all anyone can talk about down there. And, of course, the yellowtail. But this year, and I think I've even put it on our social media, is the year of the white sea bass. I was going to end with it, but I'm going to start with it here. So it seems like literally every day since opening day, we have had white sea bass coming over the rail. And catching them in multiple ways, whether it be dropper loop or the white flukes, whatever. But one point that I wanted to make was that we had a group of divers come back yesterday. And you know what? This is a diver's paradise. When they back across the border, I was talking to the guys. And I said, talk to me. I said, you know, I said, you're down there. You're seeing what's, you know, the structure and what's down there. And I asked him, I said, explain it to me. And he goes, Rosie, it's an aquarium. He said, it's just an aquarium. He goes, as far as you can see, there are white sea bass, black sea bass, and just tons of fish. And so I said, how do you choose your fish? You know, your divers, I mean, you guys can choose your fish. And he said, yeah. He goes, you know, we look around and we just see one that we think is going to look pretty tasty. And he took a 60.3 pounder. And then he also the day before took a couple smaller ones. But he said, there are hundreds down there. He goes, as far as the eye could see where
How
they were
cool.
at.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is
awesome, and so he said it was absolutely crazy. Then another thing I wanted to bring up was if you have not had a chance to read Tommy P's report on the Let's Talk Hookup page, I highly recommend that you go and read it because there's something that Tommy brought up and I think it's the first time I've seen it brought up on your page, and that was variety. He said it's such a variety of fish down there. So on Thursday, we had a kid down there for the first time. Dad took him for a graduation gift, and he brought up a lingcod, okay? I don't think I've ever seen a lingcod caught down there. I could be wrong, but he brought up a nice little lingcod and you know, obviously it's like everyone was thrilled and I wasn't thrilled because I don't have a label made for my fad down there for lingcod.
You just put cod.
You know, it's like, I always want my I's dotted and T's crossed and here I don't have a lingcod label.
That's
so
funny.
I told him, we'll write it on the bag. You know, and the other thing that's going on really great with us is that the surface iron fishing has picked back up. You know, in the weeks past, it's been a little bit tough, but the guys are all coming back and saying, you know, the surface iron is definitely working again. The Taddy Lures group was down there, and they had a fabulous time, you know, surface iron fishing and bringing over some big ones. I mean, we're talking, you know, 36-pounders, 38-pounders, into the 40-pounders, many,
wow,
many personal bests. So, yeah, so...
Sounds
yeah,
like good fishing. You know what else?
Week. Other than that, it was pretty slow.
Yeah. You know what else?
Exactly.
You say that Tommy P's story, which is on the Let's Talk Hookup page, letstalkhookup.com. Just look, go to Travel and Trips or right on the front page there. You can see that. Bill Varney, of course, gave that report last week about his epic trip. He's going to write a story for this upcoming newsletter this week, and it'll also be posted on the Let's Talk Hookup page, letstalkhookup.com, on our website, as that you can always access through our app too. You can always get on our web page. Just the app is everything.
I need
the
to make
has
sure
it all.
I need to make sure to get it to Bill. Dallas wrote a really cool article about our Katmai trip.
Kind
Very of a cool ladies point of view, and talked about all the great fishing that they had. There was a bunch of gals on our trip, so she wrote a really cool one. I'll make sure to get
come
it to
on
Bill.
Bring it, Dallas. Thank you for doing that, Dallas.
She
never
rely
on Ricky to write.
Almost
not right.
I'll take pictures and put them on Instagram, but Dallas is a Smith with the pen.
No, I'm glad she did.
Yeah, she did a really nice one. It turned out great.
Make sure I get
I will.
Yeah,
I'll get it this week. She did a really good job.
Yeah. Rosie, great job. If somebody wants to come to Cedros, how do we get you?
You know, best thing is to always call me. Phone number is 619-772-7570. A good thing to do first is to look at the website and see what openings we have. We literally have three openings on an early September trip over Labor Day. And, my gosh, that would be a great trip. So I suggest you look at the website at cedrosportfishing.com. See what's available, and then give me a call, and we'll get you all dialed in.
Rosie, what a great job. A fantastic report. Love talking Cedros. So glad to hear that it's firing on all cylinders, and we'll look forward to another great one next week.
You guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rosie.
All right. Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate the report very much. And who do we have now?
A little bonus report.
Yeah, bonus report. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Rick.
It's Chris Barrick.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Okay, all right, you were a little early, Chris, so let's go ahead and do it. This is the Chris Moyers from Smokey's Curing Company Cantina is he's a little under the weather. So he said, hey, if you mind if Chris Barrick does it. Well, Chris is on the spot, man. It's like, absolutely, let's get that.
So, doing Chris's.
Yeah, for sure. So, good morning, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
He's calling us live from the East Cape and Smokey's Curing Company in Cantina. What's going on down there?
Yeah, all good. Chris, he's not sick, but he sounds like he swallowed a frog. His voice is shot, and he's recouping right now. He got attacked by a dog, tore his calf up pretty bad.
Oh,
brutal.
Was that in Mexico?
Yeah, down at... by Rancho Leonero. And so he's healing up, but it was a mess last Sunday. Ended up getting, you know, going to the clinic and having to get stitched up. And,
oh, bummer. Well, get better, Chris. Sorry to hear that, buddy. Get well soon.
But anyway, fishing down here is actually a little uptick. Marlin and roosterfish and everything else that's been going on has been good and still good, but tuna are starting to come back into the reports. Bigger ones on the cut squid, smaller football sized ones on the porpoise schools outside, everything south. And then but the Dorado has starting to show back up. Smaller fish right now, but we're starting to get some numbers. And it's been tough Dorado fishing. Even on the Dorado tournament we got a few big ones, but there was 120 boats chasing them, and probably maybe 20 fish weighed in for the tournament. So it bodes well for the future with what's going on here. We had that little tropical storm go out by us, and we didn't get much rain yesterday, but we got a lot of cloud cover and some wind, and it was just a glorious day. It's been pretty sultry down here. But other than that, that's kind of what's going on down here. But inshore rooster fish bite is still just epic. If you're thinking about coming to the East Cape and you want to go rooster fishing, now's the time to do it. It's just all quality fish, big fish, and they just they pull, you know, like a yellowtail.
Oh, or so much fun to catch, too, and so visual, too. That's what's so cool about roosters,
yeah,
is the visuality of them.
You see them come up and break on a bait, and their combs come up out of the water, and it's just, it's the ultimate topwater bite.
That's fun stuff. So, Drew, Team Gnome Bananas, and Kathy were with us up at Kaidaguay, and they Kathy fished in the ladies' tournament at Palmas, and they were commenting about that, you know, their fishing was good, but the lack of Dorado, and they said that like a 4.5-pound Dorado won the segment of that tournament. Yeah, something like that. What's the story on the Dorado, Chris?
Yeah, you know, Pete, I don't know. It's everything's cyclical,
yeah.
You know, and it comes and goes. Like 2 years ago, we had bomber yellowtail fishing here in the wintertime. Last two winters, it's been pretty much MIA.
Huh. Yeah.
Which is really weird. And then all of a sudden, the Dorado disappeared.
Yeah.
But it's just that we've got
cycles.
Good bait. We got cycles. We got good sardinas. We got caballitos. We got green jacks. You know, all the ballyhoo you want. Oh, interesting side note. About a month ago, Judy and I went out fishing. I got a big tank of sardines down in front of La Rivera and ended up with one big anchovy in the middle of it.
Interesting.
In the East Cape.
Yeah.
In the East Cape.
What a trip, really.
I've never seen an anchovy down here before. Yeah.
Huh. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
You never know. But, yeah, remember when John Ireland used to talk about Dorado are like vermin,
yeah.
You know, we just haven't seen that in many years. I mean,
is
Dorado a species that is targeted by commercial guys?
No, it's illegal to fish it commercially.
Oh, okay, uh-huh.
And it's the fastest.
It's technically illegal to sell in a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's one of the fastest growing fish in the ocean. It's prolific everywhere.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Everywhere.
It's just yeah.
it's a cycle.
Cycle in, cycle
yeah.
out. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
But right now, Loretto is just filthy with Dorado.
Okay.
Oh, they are,
Loretto
huh?
Are just,
okay.
Are just hammering the Dorado and nice ones.
Interesting.
So, and I had a buddy of mine get into them last week. No, 3 days ago, up off of La Ventana, 2 miles north of La Ventana. On a buoy about 2 miles off the beach, and he ended up with 9 nice ones.
Interesting.
That's
so
awesome.
They're around. They're yeah.
Yeah, and I think all that biomass or whatever went north this year and bypassed us, and maybe now it's starting to trickle back down.
All right. Cool. Well, Chris, great job filling in for Chris, the other Chris,
yeah.
Chris Moyers.
Yeah.
And get well soon there, Chris, and appreciate your time and your energy there and giving us the on-the-spot place from report from Los Barriles. Appreciate that, Chris, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, guys.
Thanks.
Have a good show.
Thanks buddy. Well,
from
local to a little ways down south of Cedros to all the way down south of East Cape.
Yeah.
A very complete catch report today. And man, if you're a private boater and you need to power your boat with Norisk Lithium, it's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norisk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norisk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at NoriskLithium.com and just go in and see the trolling motor doctor for more info. It's a great option, Norisk Lithium batteries.
Yeah, for sure. Daniel from Santa Barbara had a really interesting question here. Good morning, gentlemen. Great show. I was lucky enough to get the fish on the San Diego last year at the tail end of the yellowtail boat. And don't forget, we're giving away a trip on the San Diego today. I was fishing a surface iron and lost half the fish in the rocks. What is the heaviest mono that you recommend to fish surface iron and attempt to keep them out of the rocks successfully? Good question.
That's a great question. And surface iron fishing is just, it's all about weighing your pros and cons. The heavier line you fish, you know, you can fish a little more drag pressure and you can do a little more things. But the lighter line tends to cast a little bit better. For me, it's 40 pound. I like 40 pound triple X is what I really like to fish
pound.
with.
And that stuff is tough.
It is. It's very tough.
And the thing about it is, make sure your drag is set. Not stupid tight, but almost stupid tight.
Put the words
like
out of my
really,
mouth, dude.
Really, really tight, right?
You just about can't break it.
Yeah.
And to your point, like the yellowtail fishing has been incredible this year, but a lot of fish in the shallows. And so one of the issues is we're hooking fish in more shallow water than we traditionally are. There's a lot of fish that are in 50 and 60 feet of water. And if you make a 100-foot cast, A yellowtail doesn't need to take any line to make it down to the bottom. He just needs to swim at you in your direction, and the pendulum can swing right down into the rock. So it can and does happen. I'm with you, Pete. I think it's a little bit lesser about fishing heavier line and maybe a little bit more about fishing heavier drag. You know, utilize the rod to help stop the fish. You're probably fishing with a long CalStar rod. Get that thing up in the air and make that fish bend the entire rod. You know, if he's going to take line or take angle from you, you just got to make him earn it. And
And you go on a boat, you go on a long range boat or a local boat or something like that, and you get one that's taking line, and you know, the captains will all tell you, get that rod up as high as it'll point straight up and put the bend in the rod and let the rod do the work.
Totally. If you point the rod at the fish, the only drag that's being applied is the drag off the reel. The easiest way for you to slip line off the reel is to point the rod tip straight at it and pull backwards. Well, you don't want to give the fish that advantage. If he's pulling and you're having issue getting rocked, make him bend the rod. Yeah, totally. That's a good call.
Amazing. You think that it won't stop him? It does.
Yeah.
It really works.
You watch a 200-pound tuna just about to take all of somebody's line and watch a crew member grab it exactly as Pete said. Rod straight up in the air, make him bend the whole thing over, and just comes to a stop. Yeah. And it happens more times than it doesn't.
So super tight drag, high bend in the rod.
That's it.
Sometimes you can't stop them, but likelihood you will.
Yep, good tip for sure. Hey, all right. Well, we had another good one. It says, good morning, Pete and Rick. What a fun show today. My question is for Pete. Pete, what rod and reel setup were you using to catch all those lingcods up there? Also, the story about the bald eagle sounds so cool. Do they ever come down and try to snatch your bait like the birds do in San Diego? And that's from JJ in San Diego.
Yeah, JJ. You know, they don't snatch your bait. They're just way too smart, and their eyesight is way too good. But if you have a floater, like you catch a rock cod that falls off or something like that, they're on that thing. You wouldn't think that there's an eagle for a mile away, but you know how they say eagle eyes?
Yeah.
They see it. They're unbelievable. They're all over in the trees up there. And they're all of a sudden you have like five of them on if there's a floater.
Really?
Yeah,
how
there's like five
cool.
of them, you know, diving and trying to grab that. But I'm glad you asked about the reel, because this trip I took the Osea Jigger 25 LD, the lever drag
one.
Yeah.
Unfair.
Dude, I am telling you what, I will never go travel rock cod fishing without that.
Really?
Okay. It is the most incredible. First of all, it's super compact.
Yeah.
So it travels very easily, except for the big long handle. But it's better than a two speed up there.
Come on.
In my opinion.
Really?
I've done it. I mean,
Talica's, Trinidad, you've done it all.
But for jig fishing in Alaska or Haida Gwaii or whatever, that Osea Jigger 25 LD is the one. I put 65-pound Power Pro on it and just put a short top shot of 80-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon on it. It's money.
It makes sense. That's what that reel is made to do. It's a single speed, extremely high torque, extremely high power. It's got that big long handle.
Yeah.
You can really make a lot of leverage. I mean, it makes sense that it would be right for that.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love hearing that.
Then I just took a travel rod with me, like a 40 to 50 pound travel rod, three piece travel rod. And
fits in the overhead if you want.
Yeah.
That's
piece
cool.
Of cake.
Oh, I like it.
So
all right, that's good
that's
kid.
That's money, yeah, for sure.
I dig. All right, hey, we got a lot of great Let's Talk Hookup coming. Again, if you want to get through, send us a text. It's only available on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of those great text questions and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup coming to you live and from the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live.
Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, King Salmon, Halibut, Lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable adventure that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, besides the Osea Jigger 25LD, which is a phenomenal reel, that new Talica 40.
Oh, dude.
Holy mackerel. The Talica A40 and the Talica A50. They're available now at your local Shimano dealer, but it's a game changer when it comes to fishing bluefin tuna, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Or
I mean,
long range on the yellowfin.
Yeah, they did some of Shimano tweaking things that they always do. The high gear ratio is up a little taller than the previous one, so when you're fishing it for a kite like we are so much, you're going to gain line faster. They kept that incredibly powerful low gear just the way that it should be, but that new 40 is a more compact size, fits in your hand easier. I think the ultimate reel for those guys that are doing that kite fishing with the flyer where you're placing that fish into a specific spot, fits in your hand better, but still that same amazing power and torque of a TAC 50.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, man. Lots of fun going on and really catch reports and phone calls and stories. And, yeah, this was a really fun one. It was an unexpected day of just hanging out with Pete and you and talking fishing with our radio family. But what a fun morning this has been.
Yeah, for sure. Mike Lum's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Boy, Pete, you make that trip sound like just like nothing else. That
I know.
Is unbelievable. I've got to get up there and see that for myself.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, and you know, Valor, and you're one of the key people that got Let's Talk Hookup in. You and Harold are the ones I mean, we resisted because we had plenty of, you know, Alaska sponsors, and you got to meet Valerie. She's a great gal. I'm just so grateful to you and Harold for hooking us up with her because she just runs an amazing operation in a super amazing place.
Well, I've never had a chance to get there myself, but I've known her for all these years.
And she owes you a trip.
A wonderful lady. I will go. I'm going. Okay. I don't want to eat up any of your time. I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you for letting us on the show last week to promote Reel Week for the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea program. We have sold a lot of tickets this week. And I want to thank all the listeners that called in and bought tickets. But I wanted to remind everybody, this special giveaway we're doing on this brand new in the box Newell reel is going to happen on Tuesday night. So you still have time if you'd like to get into the special drawing to win that Newell reel. And the way you buy Reel Week tickets is to call 951-264-7382 and just leave your name and phone number. You don't need any other information, and Tim Baker will return those calls in the order that he gets them. Reel a Week tickets are $25 a piece. If you buy four of them, you'll get a fifth one for free, and you'll get entered into this Newell reel drawing. And so we've had a lot of people this week take advantage of that. We are going to give that reel away on Tuesday night, so please call that number, 951-264-7382. That's also on the Friends of Rollo Facebook page. If you need to get it or go to the website and call and get your ticket so you have a chance at winning that reel. It is, I've been looking around trying to find another one because this has been so popular. It is impossible to find a new reel
in
the box.
Yeah, that's got to so be cool. worth hundreds of dollars.
No doubt.
If somebody wanted to sell it on eBay or whatever, I mean, that thing is worth hundreds of dollars.
No doubt. It's priceless.
It's priceless.
It's amazing. I had it in the studio last week, Pete, while you were gone, and I had it sitting there on the table in front of us. I kept looking at it thinking, that's a newer reel that's still in the box with the owner's manual, and the decal is still in there.
The warranty card was perfect.
Yeah.
It was like looking at a mint baseball card from somebody's rookie season. You know? So cool.
Yeah. The only thing it's missing is maybe Carl Newell's autograph on the box, right? But that's there, too,
well,
but it's not
pictures,
a real autograph.
His
yeah,
his
picture's there.
The
yeah. So,
I mean, down to the clamp and the hardware still in the original plastic.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's as if you bought that. Yeah. You had to get a time machine to get one of those.
Mint.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mint.
For sure. So if you want to have a shot at that, this is your last chance. So the deal is you buy one ticket for $25 a reel a week. You don't get a chance in it. You buy four tickets. You get the fifth one free, and then you get a shot at the new reel, right?
That's right. That's right.
What if you're super generous and you want to take a lot of kids fishing? What if you buy $500 worth of tickets?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've had a couple people do just that, Pete, and they get five entries into the new reel because it's one entry per every four tickets that you buy. So every $100 you get a ticket for the Newell drawing. And then, of course, you get a whole bunch of tickets.
25 tickets.
Which you're going to be in for the weekly drawings, which go every Tuesday all the way through, what is it, December the 16th, I think, is the last one. And these are not average reels. These are beautiful, top-of-the-line reels that everybody would like to have. There's no budget reels here.
Like you and Brandon and Ricky were talking about last Sunday, these are all top-of-the-line stuff. It's no low-quality stuff. It's all good stuff.
I want week 18, baby.
Yeah, what's that one?
I think it was a Trinidad, if I remember right. It
Trinidad
was just,
A?
There was so many cool reels on there. Yeah,
$500 reel.
Week 16 is the Shimano Speedmaster 16.
Okay.
That's week 16. Week 18 is the Shimano Trinidad 20.
Yeah, that's right. 18.
Yeah.
Give it to me, baby.
Yeah. Give them all to me.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Hey, Mike, how do we get a ticket?
It's going to be 951-264-7382. Tim will return your call. You can also, if you prefer, send an email to win@rollokids.org. And the same thing, you don't need to type anything other than your name and phone number, and he will call you back, and we'll get you in time for this Tuesday drawing when we're going to give away this new reel, and we'll be giving away a Penn International, looks like $975 on Tuesday as well.
Rad.
So we're going to give away both of those on Tuesday.
That's so cool. Awesome, man. awesome. Get some applause for that one, for sure. Hey, Mike, thanks for all your hard work and to Baker, too. You guys are awesome and appreciate you very much. And good luck to all of you out there on Reel a Week.
Yeah, that's
Rollo.
Awesome, guys.
RolloKids.org if you want more information or just get a hold of Tim and Tim, win@rollokids.com. Send him an email and he'll call you back. All right.
Best.
Thanks, Mike.
Very good, guys. Thanks so much. Right. Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, I had a fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. Man, Pete, Canada sounded like such a blast at Haida Gwaii, especially that slug fishing. I want to hear your guys' favorite preparation for salmon. For me, unless it's been raw or smoked, I haven't been sold on eating cooked salmon. Maybe it's because I've only had access to store-bought. That's from Rory in Lakeside. And the reason I wanted to read that text is because you have a lolly. And that means you guys have some excellent salmon preparations, I'm sure. So I was curious to hear what your favorite was, too.
I brought back a 49-pound box and a 38-pound box.
Okay.
Put it in the freezer yesterday when I got home, except for a piece of salmon. So we had it last night. And, you know, the salmon up there is the Chinook salmon's exceptional.
Yeah.
Whatever they're eating up there, it's super fatty, super delicious. You know what we did? Super simple preparation. They make this sauce, cause she was going on a trip, didn't have a lot of time. So made this sauce. It's like Japanese soy sauce you can buy in the store. I'll try and get the name for you. But you just do some kind of a teriyaki sauce. put it on the fish. I barbecued it last night. Just don't overcook it. That's the key with salmon. You know, just don't overcook it. Take it off while it's still kind of rare in the middle, and then it'll finish
on its own.
And that's it.
Okay.
That's all we did. Just put the teriyaki soy glaze on top, and
let it speak for itself.
It was delicious.
I'll tell you this too, Rory. I'm kind of in that same boat. I've never been super sold on cooked salmon. It's one of my favorite things to have raw. I love salmon poke bowls. But on our trip to Katmai, one of the fun things that they do is you have a shore lunch every day. And one day we caught a fish that has a bad rep, and that's the chum salmon. The most fun to pull on, the most fun, you know, strike. They're aggressive and they pull hard.
They're called dog salmon.
They're called dog.
Everybody says they feed the dogs to them.
You got it. Everybody says they're dog salmon for a reason. They're one of the best pieces of fish I've had.
Really?
We were on the river, on the shoreline, beautiful spot. While we were barbecuing it, there was a brown bear that kept sticking his nose up in the air, smelling our barbecue fish. We're watching him the whole time. But we fish out of the river, nice bright chum, filleted in the morning, put it on ice. We had it for that afternoon, and our captain was a little, which I like, was a little heavy on blackening seasoning, and just put a lot of blackening and a little bit of Cajun, very small amount of olive oil just to like help the seasoning hold to the fish, and barbecued that. Dude, it was out of this world.
Wow.
Fresh squeeze a lemon when it was all said and done. But, yeah, a little bit of blackening seasoning on a fresh piece of salmon, and it was tremendous.
Yeah.
And that's from what is often considered the lesser grade of fish, and it was fantastic.
Yeah. That salmon is great. If you like salmon, just don't overcook it.
That's the key, man. That is the key, for sure.
For sure. Hey,
great catch, Rory.
Yeah, really good. I have another good one here from John in Whittier, and let me put my glasses on so I can see this. Good morning. Fun show. Way to pivot. FYI, the Long Beach area, there is no bait problem. Picked up some squid yesterday and had a great time at Catalina. One question, we lost what I think was a big yellow in the weeds. Can you give me a few tips on how to land a yellow when you're fishing close to shore? Thanks, John. That's a good question, you know. Power Pro.
No doubt, man.
Right?
Power Pro changed the game. If you're fishing direct in that heavy cover like that, you know, the use of a kelp cutter style rig, which would be, you know, heavy Power Pro, a 65-pound or even an 80-pound Power Pro, and just tie that to a real short piece of heavy fluorocarbon.
Right.
I like a 60-pound gold label. Would be my 60 favorite.
Pound gold
it's about
label.
The diameter, 50-pound. It's nice and it's skinny. It still gets bites just fine. But then when that fish does inevitably dust you into the weeds, you just put a bend in the rod, kind of like we were talking before. Keep that rod tip high in the air. Keep a bend in it. And when that fish is just shaking his head, that Power Pro just cuts through that kelp like a saw blade. And the beauty of it is once that fish cuts through, which usually happens within, you know, 3-4 minutes kind of thing, that fish has been pulling against it the whole time and is often worn out. And by the time that kelp cuts free, a lot of times you just wind that fish right back into the boat. But a kelp cutter rig, no doubt, would be the best thing you could do in terms of, you know, getting that fish back in through that heavy
cover
like that.
Yeah, but it works. It's amazing how that Power Pro will just cut right through the kelp.
And it does, man.
And again, tight drag. You're fishing in heavy cover, you got to fish the tight drag, right?
Yep. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, before we run short on time, I wanted to bring up something that I told you about during the break peak that I just stumbled across, had no affiliation, no anything, but JJ from the Pikey, who we've had on the radio show before.
JJ Garrett.
Yeah, those guys are doing their own, like, craft canned tuna, like, directly from the Pikey.
Uh-huh.
And I stumbled across it, bought some on their website. I was aware of it a little bit ago, tried it for the first time this week. Without question, single best canned tuna I've ever had in my whole life. I mean, like eating a fillet of a fish, you know what I mean? Like, you could see top loin piece. You could tell if it was a belly piece. It was awesome. It's called Craft Fish Co. And I stumbled across it.
Craftfishco.com?
Yeah, I just stumbled across it when I was on Instagram.
Okay.
And, Craft Fish Co. Their Instagram is craft.fish.co.
And is it canned?
It's just like buying a can of tuna, like buying a can of bumblebee. but it's, you know, it's got really boutique packaging, and it's single cooked, and it's all fish that's just caught from JJ on the Pikey. It's not a not a co-op, not a group. It's just
his own deal.
Just their fish, just fish caught on their thing. And yeah, I just wanted to throw it out there.
And you can buy it online.
Yeah, no affiliation or nothing. I just found it, bought it, loved it, and well, yeah, wanted to pass it along. It was really
Son works for you. Does he bring it in for you?
No, not yet. But I wanted to figure out a way to. Like I just bought mine like anybody else would. Yeah. Bought it on the website. It was shipped right to the house. It was super easy.
Nice.
But it was so good that now I need to put him in a headlock and try and get Dylan to score some tuna from the old man. Because let me tell you, it was really good.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Hey, Gus from Burbank. Happy birthday, Gus. Yesterday was Gus's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Gus.
Due to some health issues, he wasn't able to join us in Heidegger. But he said he has a question. Did Corey's lure catch more halibut than lingcod? And what was the biggest halibut? Well, on our boat, there were lots of big halibut. I think somebody in the group had one that was close to 150.
Ooh.
But you have to let it go.
Sure.
We had one that was 100 on a plastic bait. I'm not sure it was one of Corey's. But, yes, they eat it, but the lingcod eat everything.
Okay.
So you have to get through the lingcod to get to a halibut is the issue there. Unless you're going to a halibut spot, like we hit that one halibut spot. It was 100% halibut.
Now, did Corey have any of his new secret bait he made just for Heidegger with him? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And was it biting?
Yes, sir.
I bet it was.
Yeah. But you had to have that trailing hook that I was talking about.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, it's a giant curly tail slug is basically what it is.
Dude, I can't wait. I can't wait to take that thing to sit there.
It's
big.
It's big. But the fish are big, so it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
They eat it.
I love it.
Right? Yeah, but they still ate the slug, too. I mean, I love the slug up there.
No doubt.
But, yeah, see if he might produce those commercially.
I hope so, man.
Maybe not. That's a tough one to pour.
Yep, no doubt.
We'll see if we can muscle him to get some more.
Well, I had another fun text come through. It says, good morning, boys. I have a question because I'm going to be fishing a two-day charter on the Liberty in a couple weeks. I'll be using my Talica 20 and CalStar rail rod for the nighttime bite. I have a 150-pound wind on my reel. My question is, should I direct tie to the jig or should I use a heavier leader? That's from Mark and La Quinta. Mark, I think it's a great question, and my outfit is exactly the same as yours. I fish a 770 extra heavy CalStar rod. I fish a Talica 20, and I fish a 150-pound wind-on leader. What I like to do is rather than fishing a bite leader, I like to my wind-on terminates into a crimp with a little chafe spring and a heavy-duty Superline Gamakatsu split ring. So that's what stays on my rod and reel, and I never take that split ring off. So rather than attaching a separate bite leader to my jigs, I just use that split ring the same way that you would use a snap swivel. It's a lot stronger than relying on a snap, and you can change jigs super fast if you have a split ring plier. So I just forgo the bite leader and basically put a bite leader's worth of line on my reel. It's like a 15-foot wind on, and it's very clean connection, and it makes it really easy to store your jigs because you're not trying to coil up leaders or anything like that. So that's my favorite way to do it.
Speaking of connections, Mike Lem was showing me this Spro clip that they make.
Uh-huh.
And he says they sell them out everywhere.
Totally.
Are those, like, legit?
They are.
They're super popular, obviously. And I guess Benny Florentino loves them.
Yeah, they are. And we're the same way. We sell them, and I feel like we're always out of them. I don't know if it's just the culture. I don't know if it's the growing up here. I'm a retie guy, man. I'm a retie. I say this obviously in joking, but I use the same line all the time. To me, a speed clip is like wearing Velcro shoes. You can try to convince me all day long that it's faster and it's better, but deep down in your heart, you know you should be tying a knot.
Yeah.
And I say that in joking. They clearly work. Some of the people that I respect the most, Benny, Mike being two of the best, like those guys use them all the time, but I'm a straight tie guy.
Yeah. But they're cool, and they look tough.
And really fast.
Yeah, and they get bit.
And that's what's so cool about it is you can put it together.
Change lures very, very fast. Here's an interesting question. I have no idea, but I know Rick will. And it's from Blair in Carlsbad. He says, hey, Rick, being a Shimano guy, have you seen the new Shimano Torium jigging special? It's more my budget than the amazing Osea jigger.
I haven't yet. I have not got to put my hands on it.
I don't even know anything about it.
Yeah, got released at ICAST.
Okay.
Brandon and Doug are familiar with it. I have not got to put my hands on one yet, but I'm very excited for the same reason you are. Now, it is going to be akin to, like, you know.
So it's like an Osea Jigger.
That reel that you love in a lesser expensive version.
So it's kind of like a Talica to a Speedmaster.
It's like a Trinidad to a Torium.
Trinidad to a Torium.
Yeah, okay. So it's going to be the jigging version, you know, having that high torque, high power, longer handle in a price that's going to be easier for us to afford. I don't know what that price is, Blair, but I'll find out.
Generally speaking, it's usually about half.
Sometimes even lesser.
And how much is an Osea Jigger 25?
I want to say that reel's in like that $500 range, maybe $600 range, something like that. So I was
maybe in the $250 to $300.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, everything has gone the route of tariff this and tariff that, and you know, I know that there's some projected price increases kind of coming along. So I don't think it would be, if you're in the market for, I'll give you some inside Tackle Store Baseball, if you're in the market for buying a Shimano reel, or any reel for that matter, you should buy that thing soon. And that's not the Tackle Store guy trying to sneak a sale out of you. That's the guy knowing that tariff price increases are coming from multiple manufacturers. Yes. Sneak your purchase in before that happens, and you're going to save yourself a couple of bucks.
Yeah, for sure. But that's interesting. And you think, generally speaking, like the Torium, what a great reel for the price. So I'm sure it's going to be a great reel.
Such
for
a
the
smart
price.
Move on their part. Yeah.
It's not a Talica, but it's not a Trinidad. It's not an Osea, but it's pretty darn good.
I always say the same
for
thing.
Half the price.
When you're trying to compare Trinidad and Torium, if the budget for you is there for Trinidad, it's the best reel. There is no question. There is not a better Star Drag reel than a Trinidad, but a Torium is a great option. A Trinidad is twice the price as a Torium, and in my opinion, it is not twice the reel.
No.
Is it a better reel? It absolutely is. There's no denying it. But for the bang for the buck, like you're spending half as much, and you're getting more than half as good a reel.
Yeah.
I like them. Yeah. And speaking of Torium, I like this question, too. It says, hey, guys, I love the show. Can you give me some advice? I'm looking for a rod and reel setup for my daughter for yellowtail fishing. And that's from Don in Temecula. And, Don, again, you know, with respect to the budget, especially knowing that you're buying a second set of gear, not just for yourself, I love Torium. I think that Torium HG is probably the best bang for the buck, you know, mid-line size reel. And for yellowtail, especially for a gal, if she's younger, a Torium 16. It's nice and small and compact, and it fits in your hands really good, but it's got the same drags and gears and guts as the 20 and the 30 Torium do. Put some 65-pound Power Pro and a nice long top shot of some 25 or 30-pound mono. You've got a great reel that's sub-$300, and it's like $250 range. It's going to last her forever and a really good option. And for a rod, I'd maybe think about like one of those Terramars in a 7 to 8 foot range, or another rod that I really like that's not terribly expensive is CalStar, like a West Coast 870 or a GG 670, something in that area there, like a nice 7 foot bait rod that's not so long that she's got to worry about a loss of leverage, but going to make a lot of power and real easy. So if I was looking for a rig for my daughter, that's what I'd be thinking. Torium 16 to Torium 20 and a 7 foot rod, maybe a Terramar or a CalStar West Coast series.
Okay. Good call for sure. Real quick, an interesting text from Dan in West Covina. He's talking about albacore and albacore down here. Who knows when we're going to see albacore down here, but it can happen.
Pete knows when we're going to
see it. You never
know.
Yeah. Next year.
Yeah, that's right.
Next year.
So you're making the claim.
Yeah.
2026 is the albacore year.
But in Haida Gwaii, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, they do catch albacore up there. In fact, we ate albacore as an appetizer one night.
Really?
They got it commercially, and it was a ways off. It was 25 miles off, so it was too far for them to go. But they said they come within 2 to 5 miles.
Really?
At the end of August, early September.
Okay.
And it's pretty darn good fishing, too.
I mean, you can still catch your salmon and...
You can go catch king salmon on the wall
or get your
lingcod and then head
and
out
then
and
get out and
albacore.
Catch albies. I'd love to do
so
that.
So they're kind of doing that because the weather, generally speaking, is a little more stable wind-wise.
Okay.
You know, kind of like that fog, fall conditions. So they're going to do that. If you want to go do that and the end of August, beginning of September, right at the very end of their season, they'll take you albacore fishing. How about
that's
that?
Cool. Huh? I dig that. That's very cool.
Pretty crazy, yeah. A lot of good stuff. And you know, there's still a lot of good season left here too. So, you know, it's It's absolute prime season.
Oh, this is it.
I mean, do you think we're going to get yellowfin?
No doubt. I absolutely
it's
do.
It's coming. There's so much of that yellowfin down below.
Charlie, one of our guys in the tackle store, was out fishing with his family on their rig this week and said that they had multiple kelps that were loaded with Dorado.
Really?
Not biters. Very typical of the
local
beginning of that fish showing up. Yeah, I mean, within 60 miles. You know, I don't know if he was west or south, but he was fishing, and they said they had multiple kelps that were loaded with Dorado. Very common to see that first wave of fish. Like, it frustrates you to no end, you know, when you
this
when you roll
the beginning
of the season.
This is the time of the year we're
going to
get them,
exactly.
Though. Beginning of August, into August, just watch out.
You
it's
see
coming.
See a kelp that's got them. Yeah, you got it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live.
Don't let the summer pass you by with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboard. During Yamaha's Cruise into Summer sales event, from now until September 3rd, 2025, purchase a new, eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $300 in dealer credit. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends September 3rd, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show this was.
Super fun.
Yeah, this is cool. It's time to find out who's going fishing on board the San Diego, and it's pretty rare that I get the opportunity to flip the prize coin, but I'm doing it. So today we have a caller,
woo,
and congratulations Carl in Escondido. You are the winner of a full-day trip on board the San Diego. Congratulations, Carl.
Yeah, congratulations. And thanks, Rick.
That was fun, man.
A great show.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Yeah,
and
good time.
Let's do this again tomorrow.
That sounds good to
yeah,
me.
Yeah. How
about we talk to Ali and Yusuf, though?
Yeah. No, that's going to be a good show. I think, you know, Yusuf's going to have some insight about this crazy real estate market.
Yeah.
There was an article in the paper this morning about how the values in San Diego are just going through the roof and stuff like that. And then Ali, of course, he's been on the water.
Man, he's
lot.
Had some good fishing
yeah.
with his charter business.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I can't wait to
so
pick his brain about that.
He's going to have a lot of good insight about that, I'm sure. So there's going to be a really good show with the two of them. They're always fun to talk about.
Totally.
Ali's got good stories, and so does Yusuf. And Yusuf fishes a lot, too. And he's going to talk a little bit about that beef, too, that he's talking about.
If you've
about.
Been following on social media, I'm fired up about that.
Dude.
Yeah, totally.
He gave me a sample.
And?
He'll talk about it
all
tomorrow.
Right, I'm ready.
7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Back here with Yusuf Husseini, the Angler's Realtor, and Captain Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors. Thank you all out there. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app and to all the people over at The Fan. Thank you. See you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. back on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and, of course, that Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll see you then.